And welcome to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey, that's right. Skeeter's joining us.
And a junior squirrel.
And a junior squirrel. You may notice that the quality of this week's show is a little different, or worse, than normal. And also, there's no music. Well, that's what today's show is all about. Why? Why are we recording on the couch with Skeeter Pie? And why is there no music to today's show?
And why is Daddy in pain?
And why am I in severe amounts of pain?
Well, and Stop asking questions.
You know it's always funny when I'm in pain.
Yeah.
So this should be a good show. Okay, well, let's get started. First of all, we need to give an update on...
Wait. Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime you want. A radio on demand, it's all right. You don't even know your own song?
No, I forgot.
I know the song and you don't know the song.
You got a little piece of rib stuck right there.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Why
two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
There you go.
Why aren't we having music today?
Well, let's do bracketology and then we'll get to that. Okay.
Okay. What is bracketology?
Bracketology, that is where different movie heroes...
I get it?
...are fighting it out for charity. Yes, you... No, it's...
Where is it, Helen?
It's right in the middle. Right.
I'll get it out of there.
You may need to floss. We had ribs tonight. They were good.
Yeah, I ate forever.
Homemade ribs, and Helen loved them.
Ate forever.
Yeah.
All right.
Just to tell you.
Yeah, still there. So.
Want me to get you a clippy or a clothespin?
Oh, what? I don't want a clothespin. Looks like you mean a toothpick?
All right. So let's. Now that we picked our teeth on the public airwaves, let's. Bracketology, the hero bracket, is movie heroes who are fighting it out for charity. The charity is Angel Food Ministries. Any money donated to us, My Life Ministries, all 100% of all funds will be donated to Angel Food Ministries for people who are hungry. Please don't kick that because it's okay. So 100% of all the money that's donated to My Life Ministries will be given to and also, me and Faith will match anything given. All right. Until April 15th. Okay. Or we run out of money, whichever comes first. Okay. This week.
Why are you talking so fast?
I don't know. So today, we have a match that's go down to the Sportatorium where Faith Finkenstein.
What's a Sportatorium?
Finkenstein?
Uh-huh.
Finkenstein?
A Sportatorium is where they have wrestling matches.
Finkenstein. Yeah, Finkenstein.
And Brad Scuttlestein are reporting. Well, normally we would have a lot of crowd noise here, but we don't have Yay! Okay, that's enough. This is Brad Scuttlestein reporting from the Sport of Davy Crockett Memorial Sportatorium. I'm here with the lovely Faith Frankenstein.
Hello.
Hello. That scar on your head's getting better.
Oh, good. You hit me with the chair last week.
Well, we had an interesting bout today with Jason Bourne versus Ian Malcolm from the famous Jurassic Park, of course, and Bourne Identity. Ian Malcolm began this match by coming out and quoting a line from the Chaos Theory stating that anything could happen. Anything did happen, but Malcolm taking another breath. That's right, Jason Bourne took him out in about 2 seconds, is about how long it took from Jason Bourne to get from his corner to Malcolm and karate chop him right in the forehead. Ian Malcolm split down the middle, and...
Whatever.
Don't whatever me, little girl. Go away, kid, you're bothering me. So that was the end of that match, poor Ian Malcolm. And so much for Chaos Theory. There's just certain things you can't do. Okay. That was in the Ethan Hunt division. Now, in the John McClane division, it was Han Solo versus Colonel George Taylor. Colonel George Taylor being from Planet of the Apes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that update. That was good to know.
You're welcome. Anything else you want to know?
No. Good.
This match was a very interesting one indeed. Han Solo being without his little gun thingy that shoots the little light beams was a little a mess for things to do. He tried punching Colonel Taylor, but Colonel Taylor was trained by the military and had he'd been also trained with fighting with chimpanzees and monkeys. So, he had the advantage. Han Solo was the crowd favorite by far, especially with the ladies. They swooned all over him. Isn't that right?
Yes, yes. That's why I got the chair on my head.
That's right. Anyway, Han Solo lost this one.
Oh, wait. What are my eyelashes? I can't see.
It's right there.
I said my eyelashes. I got to go in my eye.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
Do you need the wheelchair?
All right. So, yes, George Taylor took out Han Solo in the fifth round, much to the crowd's dismay. It's very sad about that. We all love Han Solo. But that was the way that one went. It was with a chokehold called the chimpanzee chokehold, is what he called it after the match. What was that? So... moving on now to the rigs division. That's right. In the rigs division, it was Martin Riggs versus James Kirk for the title of that round. The number one seed, Martin Riggs, taking on James T. Tiberius Kirk. Also, the crowd favorite among the geekier of the crowds. Martin Riggs.
Yes, me. He didn't have a chance.
Didn't have a chance from the beginning. Didn't really have a chance.
No.
Not really much.
Maybe
at
a
all.
Ladies' man, but not. Never gonna. Never. No match for Martin Riggs.
No, he was just a little slow. He was a little slow for Riggs and his special forces moves. Riggs took him out with a shot to the nose, jamming his nose into his brain and sending blood spurting out of his ears. It was a pretty gruesome sight. But it was about 3 minutes into the first round. All right. And in the James Bond division, we had a good match between Laura Croft and Indiana Jones, in which Croft killed Jones. It was a brutal match. Jones had his whip that he brought into the ring, which was illegal. You weren't supposed to bring anything to the ring because it was leather, the little wand thing, he didn't pick it up.
I have nothing to say about this match.
But Croft took him out.
It's a travesty.
It is. I was really rooting for Jones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but everybody, thanks for joining us.
He's much too handsome to lose.
I know. But the other one was Croft, so.
What'd she do? Kill her with her big lips?
That's right. It was a lip hold. Well, that's all we have here from the Davy Crockett Memorial Sportatorium. Join us tomorrow for more updates. I've suddenly turned into Howard Cosell. All right. Well, we are back on the couch with Faith and Skeeter Pie.
And Daddy.
And me, of course, yes. And we're going to talk about why Daddy is in so much pain.
Yes. Because one day, 3 years ago.
Yes, 3 years ago. A long time ago.
Faith moved. And when they moved, Faith had a notebook. And it said, these are all the things that I'm going to do to this house. And on that list was a wood floor for the dining room, which at the moment... the formal dining room, which at the moment is Brad's office instead of the formal dining room, because we also have a breakfast room, so we use that. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is that I make sure we have a place to eat.
Yeah.
Not that anybody cares. But anyway, so we finally got to that point. So Brad and I, because we're too cheap to hire anybody else to do it, and because we're able-bodied, we thought. We decided we were going to put the floor down ourselves. So it was all going really well, wasn't it? It all went real well.
It went real well. Yes, yeah, we got the room cleared out and Helen helped. Helen was a lot of help.
I know.
We moved everything
too.
Out of the room. And
we got the baseboards.
Me and Helen went and bought all the stuff the night before. Got a good deal on it.
Yes. But when we started, Daddy's hands, when we got a lot and we got to just where we wanted to stop, it wouldn't push down the wood.
Oh, yeah, so you're getting ahead.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Helen was a lot of help.
Yes, she was. She helped take everything out of the room.
Yeah, when we did the demo, we had to take all the molding off the walls. We had to take the carpet up and the pad.
And then she helped scrape the pad off the concrete with the hoe.
The tack board. And
took the tack, carried it all great. Out to the yard. And
it was wonderful.
That all went very smooth. And then we started to lay down the wood.
And then things got more
And difficult. I left and went and painted all the new baseboards and everything that we got, the new trim. And I'm out there, and I come in, and Brad, he's doing pretty good, but it's kind of slow going. I'm like, what's taking so long? And he said, well, I need you to start gluing, because it's...
Because you got to glue.
Because it's on concrete, you can't nail it.
You got to push these things in there with your hands and your knees, and I'm old.
Yeah, apparently we're not as young as we were when we refinished the wood floors at our old house, because I don't remember being in as much pain doing that.
Well, I don't think we were out on the floor, because we had the stand-up thingy. Yes?
No, you weren't. I was on the floor. Remember with the sander getting around the edge? That was awful.
I don't know. That's why I was bloody. Up with the big thing. Yes, Helen.
Y'all are not old, and now can I finish what I was going to say?
Yes, finish what you were saying.
Thank you.
Well, Daddy was frustrated because we couldn't push it down, so... what did you do?
He grunted a lot.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of, oh! Oh! A lot of that.
And then he left that alone, and then he started keep doing that path. And now he's starting to hurt.
Well, right, because we were on our knees the whole day.
Yeah.
And bending over and on our knees. And I had knee pads on, And also, I was pushing, you know, with my hand. You get this glue on your hands, and every time you get the glue on your hands, you got to take it off, because you don't want to get it on top of the boards that you're putting down, because then, you know, the glue will be on the boards. So you got to scrape the glue off. The glue's really super tacky, so every time you take the glue off, it takes off a layer of skin. So my hands were raw, and they were aching from squeezing the boards into the... They had to slide into one another, but they were aching from that. And then my knees were hurting, and then it was getting really late, and we weren't going to get finished.
Well, then he quit he quit with the glue, and I started with it.
Yeah, you started.
Yeah. And we have about a third left, and we both sat on the floor, laying on the floor. And we're just, we're in pain.
Exhausted.
We're in pain. I'm physically in pain. And I thought, I'm going to go. I will finish this today. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to fight through it. I'm doing this. If Brad can finish, I can finish. And I thought, I don't care if I'm going to be here at 11 o'clock. And he goes, Faith, I don't think I can do it anymore. I don't think I can finish today. And I was like, oh, thank you. I can't do it either.
It wasn't just that. It wasn't just getting the wood down, because we still had to get everything back into the room.
We had to consider all that.
Our entire living room was full of furniture. And our front yard was full of
carpet and tile, trim.
And wood.
And the pad and everything.
Yeah.
So we had to still get all that stuff out front yard, plus get all the furniture out of the living room for the next day, you know. And so I was like, you know, we still got another hour and a half worth of work left, even if we stop right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, it was late. It was 6 o'clock, about 6 o'clock, or five, I guess it's about 5 o'clock, actually, when we quit. And it was about 6 o'clock by the time we got finished with all that.
No, it was seven. By the time you got back, I had just finished, and then I swept and mopped.
I had to take everything. I had to go to my grandmother's house and fix her garbage disposal. And
she had to drop me off.
It was a crazy day.
He had to drop me off, but now you can still see the spots on his hands.
Yeah, I got red spots on my hands.
Right there, and there, my thumb.
But that's not what hurts. What hurts is my back and my leg and my bobo. Why is my bobo hurt, Faith?
I don't know. My lower back hurts, and that's it. That's all that hurts.
Yeah, but I understand
back.
That because you were bending over.
Pain.
But why does my bobo hurt?
It hurts right now,
because,
actually.
Probably because
it's because he's used to sitting in a chair all day.
That probably has something to do with
because
it.
Because it's like hard floor.
Every time I take a step, it hurts right there. Ow. You ever watch The Real McCoys with Grandpa?
Oh, Helen.
That's the way I walk.
Mm-hmm. We were sitting in church in Sunday school in those horrible folding chairs they make you sit in Sunday school. And by about 20 minutes before it was over, I can't do this anymore. I can't sit in this chair.
I know.
I'm going to die.
I'm like,
get me out of here. I can't sit here anymore. And then at least in the pew at church, you can put a hymnal behind your back. You know.
The pew is okay because it's padded. But,
Oh. I don't even understand.
But as the day has gone on, I've gotten more sore.
Oh, really?
Today, yeah.
I don't really understand why your bobo is hurting.
Why does my bobo hurt?
I said I don't understand.
Because it's funny.
Don't know either.
Probably because you sit it on a hard floor.
Oh, maybe.
Because you always sit on a comfy couch.
Well, did you say that you wanted Buford to come in and say hello to you before the show was over?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Let's bring Buford. Buford, can you come in here? Skeeter wants to talk to you. Yeah, just a second. Okay, yeah, Skeeter, hey, what you doing?
Nothing, just doing a podcast with my mommy and daddy.
Oh, well, that's very nice. You having a good time?
Yes.
You ready for Easter?
Yes.
Really? You got you an Easter dress?
Yes.
Is it pretty?
Yes.
Did you buy it at the dress store?
At the what?
At the dress store. Did you get it at the dress store?
The dress store.
Oh, yes.
That's what I said.
You said dress store.
Dress store.
Well, that's what I meant anyway. Is it one of them fancy things with the little flirlies all over it?
No.
Yeah, it's frilly. It has the netting underneath it.
Uh-huh. Hey, is the Easter Bunny going to come see you?
Yes.
Yes, what's he going to bring you?
I don't know.
Is he going to bring you some Easter eggs?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, let me tell you, give me a tip, okay?
Okay.
Only on Easter are you allowed to pick up and eat little things that rabbits drop, okay? On a normal basis, if you see a rabbit and he drops something that looks like chocolate, don't eat that, okay?
Okay.
Because that's rabbit poo.
That's not chocolate.
That's rabbit poo. But on Easter, you can do it. It's something magic that happens on Easter. Rabbits suddenly poop chocolate on Easter.
Is that true?
Of course it's true. If Buford said it, it's always... Buford would never lie to you.
I know.
All right, well, Skeeter, I gotta go. Wait. I gotta take care of my goats.
Can I give you a hug?
Well, certainly, Skeeter Pie. Oh, my goodness.
Oh. It's a good thing someone in our family likes him.
Oh, I wish Faith treated me with such kindness. All right, I'll see y'all later.
Okay, bye, Buford.
Bye, Buford.
Wow. Helen really liked Buford there. Why don't you ever hug Buford's neck like that?
Because she thinks he's crazy.
Well, he is crazy.
Mm-hmm. No, he isn't. He's a nice person.
Well, say goodbye to the nice people.
Goodbye, nice people.
Goodbye, nice people.
Adios, nice people.
Helen has to go to bed now.
No, I don't.
Night-night.
Night-night, Skeeter Pie.
Night-night, Skeeter Pie. Night-night.
Is there anything you
would like to say? I'm not a baby!
Is there anything you would like to say to people before you go to bed?
Good night.
Ready? We're all going to say...
Vios con Dios.